Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, the competition for holiday workers is already heating up. Hear what's happening to wages because of that. Plus, 10 ways to bounce back once your small business has failed. Those stories after this.
Say goodbye to thieves. Say hello to CUDA-CAM by Barracuda Networks, the leader in cloud security and storage solutions. CUDA-CAM is a complete cloud-hosted video surveillance solution that captures high-quality footage when motion is detected. Just plug in one or more CUDA-CAM cameras with no network or camera configuration. Video evidence is automatically encrypted and stored in the Barracuda Cloud for secure access from any web browser or mobile device. Visit CUDA-CAM.com to learn why CUDA-CAM is so easy on your wallet, yet so hard to avoid.
Whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, you need a laptop that can keep up. Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to new Dell PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. Well, we're barely past Labor Day, and holiday shopping is already working its way into business conversations. Christmas is still more than 3 months away, but competition for the workers needed to make online holiday orders arrive on time has been heating up. More from Wall Street Journal reporter Loretta Chow. Loretta, what's happening on the job scene?
Well, you know, e-commerce has sort of pushed holiday sales online up so quickly that it's getting really difficult for companies to find people to man the warehouses where they're shipping all these packages out. And that's just driving wages up in the industry, and also they're seeing more competition from other industries for those workers, too.
Wow. All right. So where? Who are the companies that have kind of offered this up?
We're, of course, talking about Amazon, Walmart, Target, all these companies that typically see a big boost in retail at the end of the year.
Wow. All right. So how many types of businesses are involved here? Obviously, it's not just the warehousing side, right? You got, truck drivers, too?
Trucking. There's logistics companies that actually operate the warehouses for these retailers, like Zara.com is an example. You know, they ship a lot of their stuff e-commerce, and they've got a warehousing company that will help them arrange all of that logistics movement.
Mm. All right. So, how about on the wage front here? What's happening?
So companies are telling us that, you know, anywhere from like 48%, you know, they see stuff going up. And this is just to remind you, we're looking at like wages that are close to minimum wage. So it's not like it's going to be a huge boost from the workers' perspective, but from the company's perspective, they're just looking at a lot higher cost to do the same, to meet this higher demand.
Speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Loretta Chow about her piece entitled Hunt for Holiday Workers Heats Up, Giving Wages a Boost. How many workers might a warehouse bring on for the holiday season, or what kind of maybe percentage increase of the staff would there be?
Well, so that depends on the retailer, but, you know, we're hearing some might even flex up, like, by quadrupling their staff even. For Amazon, for example, the last 2 years, they've ramped up hiring by 80 to 100,000 workers. So it's a lot of folks just for those few months.
Is it too much to say that there is a battle going on for seasonal workers?
No, you know, it isn't, because when, especially looking at where these companies are hiring, they tend to be looking in popular logistic regions like around Kentucky or, you know, around Memphis, where like FedEx and UPS have really large sorting hubs. And that means that they're all sort of playing in the same labor pool. And, you know, they're all building like warehouses that are hundreds of thousands of square feet large. So it's a pretty big competition. Yeah.
Wow. All right. So that means that there's some recruiting going on, too, I guess.
Yeah, UPS, for example, you know, is like putting advertisements with football games. I mean, it is. It has revamped its website to be more mobile friendly to attract like new kinds of potential workers and stuff like that. So I think companies are going to have to be creative, especially because, you know, it's not just the warehousing industry that's looking for workers at this point. You know, unemployment has been hovering below 5%, which makes it even more difficult because now they're competing with jobs that might potentially be, you know, paying more or be just more attractive than a seasonal job in a warehouse.
Wow. Did you say, too, that I'm reading in a story, Amazon hired 100,000 workers for the holidays last year?
Yes, they did. And as far as I know, they have not yet said how many they're going to hire this year, but that presumably will just go up because e-commerce is just taking over more of the, you know, more share of retail at this point. People, you know, anybody who's been out shopping on Black Friday probably knows the traffic is just less at the actual physical stores.
Boy, take those jobs while you can get them before the drones come along and replace us all, right? Man.
Yeah.
It's Wall Street Journal reporter Loretta Chow. Coming up next, tips for bouncing back when your business fails. Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to a state that's one of America's top 10 for business, where 2,000 burdensome and unnecessary regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years and is now home to the sixth best entrepreneurial climate. All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice for your business. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. Again, that's michiganbusiness.org to learn more. Well, despite great intentions and hard work, failure is always a possibility when launching a business. In fact, half of all new companies with employees won't survive after 5 years, according to the Small Business Administration. Entrepreneur.com is a list of ways to bounce back. Number one, wallow. Go ahead. Grieving and yearning for what was lost can help ease the suffering. Number two, but don't wallow too long. Set a limit and stick to it. Try 2 days. Three, be honest about why things didn't work out. Call a friend or mentor who can hold you accountable. Number four, forgive yourself. Accept responsibility and move on. Number five, find what makes you happy. Positive thoughts can ward off depressive tailspins. Number six, look for opportunity. Perhaps the cloud you're under has a silver lining, like saved time or money that can be used for something else. Entrepreneur.com. Again, with this list of ways to bounce back when your business fails. Number seven, forget about winning. Focus on product delivery and customer success. Number eight, remind yourself that this will pass. Don't personalize it. Remind yourself that you can make the necessary changes. Number nine, forget perfect. Be consistent. And number 10, don't be afraid to try again. Show others what you've learned and how you will apply it. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. And those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. It's free publicity for you. Plus, you'll be providing inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.